Chapter 6 Building of the Temple. In the 480th year from the departure of the Israelites from the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, the construction of the temple of the Lord was begun. The temple which King Solomon built for the Lord was 60 cubits long, 20 wide, and 25 high. The porch in front of the temple was 20 cubits from side to side, along the width of the nave, and 10 cubits deep in front of the temple. Splayed windows with trellises were made for the temple, and adjoining the wall of the temple which enclosed the nave and the sanctuary, an annex of several stories was built. Its lowest story was 5 cubits wide, the middle one 6 cubits wide, the third 7 cubits wide, because there were offsets along the outside of the temple so that the beams would not be fastened into the walls of the temple. The temple was built of stone dressed at the quarry, so that no hammer, axe, or iron tool was to be heard in the temple during its construction. The entrance to the lowest floor of the annex was at the right side of the temple, and stairs with intermediate landings led up to the middle story, and from the middle story to the third. When the temple was built to its full height, it was roofed in with rafters and boards of cedar. The annex, with its lowest story, 5 cubits high, was built all along the outside of the temple, to which it was joined by cedar beams. This word of the Lord came to Solomon. As to this temple you are building, if you observe my statutes, carry out my ordinances, keep and obey all my commands, I will fulfill toward you the promise I made to your father David. I will dwell in the midst of the Israelites, and will not forsake my people Israel. When Solomon finished building the temple, its walls were lined from floor to ceiling beams with cedar paneling, and its floor was laid with fir planking. At the rear of the temple, a space of 20 cubits was set off by cedar partitions from the floor to the rafters, enclosing the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies. The nave, or part of the temple in front of the sanctuary, was 40 cubits long. The cedar in the interior of the temple was carved in the form of gourds and open flowers. All was of cedar, and no stone was to be seen. In the innermost part of the temple was located the sanctuary to house the Ark of the Lord's Covenant, 20 cubits long, 20 wide, and 20 high. Solomon overlaid the interior of the temple with pure gold. He made in front of the sanctuary a cedar altar, overlaid it with gold, and looped it with golden chains. The entire temple was overlaid with gold, so that it was completely covered with it. The whole altar before the sanctuary was also overlaid with gold. In the sanctuary were two cherubim, each 10 cubits high, made of olive wood. Each wing of a cherub measured 5 cubits, so that the space from wingtip to wingtip of each was 10 cubits. The cherubim were identical in size and shape, and each was exactly 10 cubits high. The cherubim were placed in the inmost part of the temple, with their wings spread wide, so that one wing of each cherub touched a side wall, while the other wing, pointing toward the middle of the room, touched the corresponding wing of the second cherub. The cherubim, too, were overlaid with gold. The walls on all sides of both the inner and the outer rooms had carved figures of cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers. The floor of both the inner and the outer rooms was overlaid with gold. At the entrance of the sanctuary, doors of olive wood were made. The door frames had beveled posts. The two doors were of olive wood, with carved figures of cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers. The doors were overlaid with gold, which was also molded to the cherubim and the palm trees. The same was done at the entrance to the nave, where the doorposts of olive wood were rectangular. The two doors were of fir wood. Each door was banded by a metal strap front and back, and had carved cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers, over which gold was evenly applied. The inner court was walled off by means of three courses of hewn stones and one course of cedar beams. The foundations of the Lord's temple were laid in the month of Ziv, in the fourth year, and it was completed in all particulars exactly according to plan, in the month of Bul, the eighth month, in the 11th year. Thus it took Solomon 7 years to build it.